Lawmakers defeated the bill that would have extended funding for the Energy Office on the very last day of the session. Each side blamed the other after the Democratic-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate couldn't agree on the direction the office should take.
Largely what happened is Senate Republicans just saw it as an opportunity to downsize government. I don't think this is the right way to do it.
Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder was a key negotiator on the bill. But Republicans say the House gave up on talks after the Senate suggested eliminating some of what they think are redundant renewable energy programs and giving oil and gas a larger role. Becker says she was willing to talk about it,
but wanted to make sure that our priorities, which included renewable energy, were also part of that discussion. And we didn't want it to be all about oil and gas.
Should we be promoting energy and that overall industry in Colorado? Absolutely.
That's Republican Senator Kevin Lumberg of Berthoud. He serves on the Joint Budget Committee.
I'd say there's an appropriate role if the focus is on developing our energy resources overall. If the governor's energy office is just there to promote certain renewable energy solutions, that's not good government.
For his part, Governor John Hickenlooper was frustrated that lawmakers couldn't reach a middle ground. Right after the session ended, he even considered calling them back to the Capitol over that issue and others.
I saw this as a case where politics, clearly, the partisanship got in the way of basic common sense solutions, befuddled.
Others felt Hickenlooper should have been more involved in the negotiations. Now the governor wants Lumberg's bipartisan committee to authorize $3 million to keep the energy office's 24 employees and state programs running. But Lumberg says he's not inclined to support the request.
You don't get a redo every time a bill goes south. We can take some extraordinary action for something that comes up after the session has concluded. This is not that case.
Even with the uncertainty, employees at the energy office are trying to continue on as normal.
Hi, I'm Benta. I'm here for an interview.
Yeah.
The office was created in the late 1970s, but former Democratic Governor Bill Ritter raised the profile when he used it to promote renewable energy. 5 years ago, Governor Hickenlooper broadened the mission and scope. Kathleen Stacks is the executive director.
There has been some misunderstanding about what this office does and the impacts that we have across the state. I think the benefits go beyond just a renewable versus traditional fuel discussion.
She says the office's state program helps schools, agriculture producers, and commercial developers reduce energy costs and improve efficiency. The office also funds electric vehicle charging stations in rural Colorado. Federally funded programs for weatherization for low-income homes would still be available. But Stack says if the budget proposal fails, she's not clear what could happen to her state-funded employees.
We feel comfortable that we're not going to have to lay off 24 people on July 1st. Are there things that we can postpone or stop so that we can save some of that money and carry it forward into this next year?
The office is also applying for grants to stay afloat for the next few months before lawmakers could address the issue next session. Senator Lumberg says the future of the energy office will be a priority.
Do I think we need to rethink what this office is doing and how it's doing it? Yes, I do.
He's one of three Republicans on the evenly split bipartisan budget committee. At least one GOP member would need to join with Democrats to back the governor's request. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.